Here's your podcast script. Hook, what if the most powerful growth strategy for your medical practice has nothing to do with marketing budgets, facility size, or patient volume? What if the single thing that separates thriving practices from struggling ones in 2025 comes down to something much more fundamental and much more human? Pause. Context this week in healthcare. Two stories collided in a way that makes this impossible to ignore. A hospital staffer in Pune, India, allegedly pointed a loaded firearm at a grieving family who simply asked for a bill waiver after losing a loved one. At the same time, the King Baudouin Foundation announced up to €150,000 in research grants focused on patient trajectories. One story shows exactly what destroys a practice. The other shows exactly where healthcare investment is heading. The contrast couldn't be sharper. Pause. First, trust is your most durable economic asset. When global trade tensions spike, like the proposed U.S. Senate bill seeking 100% tariffs on India and four other nations, pharmaceutical supply chains tighten and operational costs climb. Practices built on deep patient loyalty weather those headwinds. Patients who trust you don't shop around. They refer family members. They follow your clinical guidance. That loyalty outlasts any market disruption. Pause. Second, serious research funding is chasing patient-centered outcomes, not just clinical encounters. The King Baudouin Foundation grant specifically targets patient trajectories in rheumatic and musculoskeletal diseases. That word, trajectories, signals a massive shift. Funders and researchers want to understand the full patient journey, not isolated appointments. Practices already thinking this way aren't just ahead ethically. They're ahead strategically. Pause. Third, compassion and clinical rigor aren't opposites. They're the combination. Gary S. Christensen, MD-PC, puts it directly. Patients who walk through the door are often scared, sometimes grieving, and always hoping someone will truly listen. When empathy and evidence-based medicine work together, you're not just delivering care. You're building something that sustains a practice for decades. That's the only growth strategy that actually holds. Pause. THE takeaway, here's your one action item today. Before your next patient interaction, ask yourself, am I treating this person's dignity as seriously as their diagnosis? If you're a practice leader, send this episode to your care team and open a conversation about where your patient experience gaps actually are. That conversation is worth more than any marketing spend. Pause. CTA read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmedes.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmedes.xyz.